Derek Venkis of Better Bartlett Schools and Shelby County Commissioner Mike Ritz share a common philosophy.
In general, I would probably describe myself as a small government person.
I would always prefer to have smaller government.
They also agree that municipal schools would mean more government. They just disagree about how much more. A consultant hired by all six suburbs said that at a minimum, opening these districts would about double city expenditures. The consulting firm says the biggest three suburbs, Bartlett, Germantown, and Collierville, could raise that money pretty easily with a half-cent increase on their sales tax. But the smaller three suburbs would have to increase their sales tax and their property tax. Venkis thinks that's money worth spending in order to maintain local control over a school board, something the suburbs will lose once Memphis and Shelby County schools merge in August of 2013.
The unified district, which will have a majority of school board members coming from Memphis, won't represent our interests as well as a local district with a locally elected board of education.
Commissioner Ritz isn't so sure municipal school districts are worth the money. He thinks it will cost far more than the consultants suggest. Ritz says the consultants lowballed their estimates on everything from food to buses to how much it will cost to educate each student each year. He thinks the biggest additional cost could be purchasing school buildings. The consultants predicted those buildings would be transferred for free. Ritz says they'll cost millions, and someone will have to pay for that.
In Germantown, the property tax increase could be 100%. 100%.
That angers Ritz, but even he doesn't think this vote will turn on money.
Frankly, as a resident of Germantown, I'm disgusted that the local officials out there aren't telling citizens what it's probably going to cost. I don't really think it's going to change the vote a great deal, but I think it's imperative public officials be very public and transparent about what they know. And I know they know that it's going to cost a lot more.
Money certainly wasn't the first thing on Jason Sykes' mind when he arrived in the parking lot outside the Bethel Church early voting site and sunk a yard sign into the ground.
I was putting up a Vote Yes, Better Bartlett Schools sign, trying to encourage folks as they come into the early polls to vote yes.
A heat advisory was in effect, but Sykes blithely opened a lawn chair and settled in for the long haul.
For me, it's about local control.
If it was double the cost, would it still be worth it?
You know, I think it would be.
But the price tag is more concerning for residents of the smaller suburbs. Gina Hopkins lives in Lakeland.
I think if I lived in Collierville or Germantown, I'd probably vote for the municipal schools. I feel like they have enough people, they have the funding, they have more buildings there. I just do not feel like it's a good fit for Lakeland.
Lakeland only has one public school, and the cash-strapped city levied its first ever property tax this year.
I really feel like we ought to give the city and county merger a chance to work, and if a few years down the way, if it's not working, then yeah, let's look into doing something.
Ultimately, Hopkins may get her wish. No matter what happens at the polls, a federal judge could throw out the results of these referendums if he finds that the state law, which is allowing them to happen, is unconstitutional. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.